Welcome to
Midnight Circle
from your friends at House of Whimsical Terror.
A chat about curious topics.
And this week's topic is the Ghosts of Rome, which is part of our When in Rome series. Rome is a really amazing place and ancient and scary.
Yes, it is. And so we have a series about it.
Yes, we do. A triptych, as you sometimes say.
That's correct. So Rome is filled with ghosts, and it is both an ancient empire and a modern city simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Ancient in existence, modern in its style and culture. And there are many stories, entities, and endless paranormal activities there. Mm-hmm. So many that we try to pick some of the more unusual ghosts to share with you today.
Yes. And it's, you know, it's a layered city that's been really powerful city for so long. So there are plenty of ghosts and their energy trapped in, you know,
everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, houses built on houses. And
temples built on temples, on churches built on temples, everything.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So by far, one of the most famous ghosts of Rome is Valeria Messalina. And she was a powerful and influential young woman related to Emperor Caligula, who we hear was a monster.
Truly.
So many scary stories about him.
Mm-hmm.
So Valeria was married to Emperor Claudius, and Claudius was 30 years her elder, and they were married by order of Caligula when she was only 14. As she grew older, she was very adventurous and bored with her husband. Wonder why.
Right.
She created many scandals in her short life, including putting Claudius at odds with the senators. He put several to death due to concerns, some imaginary, some fed by Messalina. Ultimately, she would have a mock wedding with one of them, and she was ordered to die at the age of 23. Mm-hmm. Today, she wanders the streets of ancient Rome, the Colosseum, and the Piazza Navona.
The Piazza Navona is a very haunted place.
Yes.
So another famous Roman ghost is Beatrice Cenci. She was a Renaissance noblewoman imprisoned by her father, who repeatedly abused her in heinous ways. She killed him to escape his abuse. And regardless of the outpouring of sympathy for her plight, she was caught and put to death by beheading in 1599. It's believed she roams the Sant'Angelo Bridge, where she was executed. And on the eve of that ominous day's anniversary, you might see her. She carries her severed head with her.
Of course she does.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Me too. She also gained fame after her death as a symbol of resistance against the aristocracy.
Mm.
You go, Beatrice.
Yep. So, Donna, the Pimpaccia, did I say that right?
Lavani.
Is another ghost of Rome. She was the wife of a nobleman in the Middle Ages. She was also suspected to be a mistress of his brother, Pope Innocent X.
Mm, another notorious character.
Yes. Not so innocent.
Mm-mm.
She was very influential and was so trusted by the Pope that it was said one had to go through her to gain his audience. She garnered awesome amounts of wealth until the Pope died. Upon the eve of his death, she filled two cases with gold and fled in a carriage. She was then exiled by the Pope's successor after she refused to return the gold. She died of plague shortly thereafter, but she is said to ride her ghostly chariot, brimming with fire, through the streets of the Piazza Navona to the Tiber, where it disappears into the water.
Oh my gosh, I would love to have seen that.
I know.
Yeah.
If I want to go see it right now.
Right?
So one may notice that all of these ghosts are
female.
Yep.
Yes, they are.
It seems that female ghosts are numerous in the city, and the male ghosts are less intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's Nero, the mad emperor, who who was originally buried in the Piazza del Popolo until his bones were said to be attracting so many spirits and demons that they had to be moved so they would stop scaring the citizenry.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. There is Count of Cagliostro, who was prosecuted on several charges brought by his angry wife and dropped into a cell without walls from a trapdoor above. He died there 4 years later and wanders the streets and alleys calling her name.
Wow.
4 years.
4 years, yeah. Well, so there's so many ghosts in Rome that we hope that you enjoyed the few that we were able to share here today.
Yes.
Because we could be here for hours.
Yeah, and share with us the ghosts of Rome that you know about.
That's right. That's right. So until next time, thanks for joining us.